So it's a buildup.
Mom woke me up on a Saturday morning and I said, no, go away.
I'm sleeping.
I'm listening to this podcast. It's called Fresh and Clean. It's okay. It's got Nate, got BJ, and got Morgan Lee. If all I want to do is just rage to the podcast.
Podcast.
I don't want to go to school. I just want to be fresh and clean. Some chores. I just want to be fresh and clean. I don't want to do anything but listen to stay fresh, staying clean.
It's the podcast. It's the podcast.
It's like pop punk.
Oh, I know. Welcome to the Fresh and Clean Podcast. Nate usually introduces us. He's running a little bit behind. We love Nate, but I have the best co-host in the world in the building already. Welcome back, Kyle Buck.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm kidding.
I was so excited because I was like, man. And the funny thing is, Nate's never going to know that you said that because he doesn't listen.
He does listen.
Oh, good for him.
And I felt bad for I thought I was going to have to take that introduction. I was going to feel bad about it.
No, Morgan, who's obviously a great co-host, honestly, just came back from Ohio. We have our guest, Kyle Buck, which you know, we did the Uncle Buck House together. He's been on Smutcast. He's been on Fresh and Clean.
Got real weird.
Real weird. Conspiracy theory.
Started a podcast in January 2020, and it got weird.
And then I lost friends over it. I'm kidding.
I think I actually might have. I lost
a lot of friends around then.
Yeah.
So even, and then we have Morgan, would you like to introduce our other guest?
We got Duncan Kissinger, big DK in the house, comic, pal, and lover of the moon.
Yeah, new moon, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Happy new moon.
What are the odds, huh?
Yeah. Big weekend.
I love having a room full of comedians. I always like when people walk in here for the first time because I've been to some podcast studios or where they do podcasts, and it's like you can tell who takes it seriously. Like I've had some where I'm like, they're like, hey, you can come back. I'm like, no, I'm good because your dog humped my leg for an hour. Like I have a gate up for the dog, the things. And Ruby is fine. She's doing better on her Klonopins. Our pit bull takes Klonopins, basically.
Oh, far out.
Oh, damn. So does ours, but she's like 13 and has a giant tumor, like the size of a baseball. It sucks.
Yeah. Like basically it's...
Trying to bring the room up, guys. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
yeah. Well, she's 4. She's no more seizures. She's 7 weeks since she's had a seizure.
Hell
so
yeah.
We're excited. Yeah.
That's for you, Ruby.
Hell yeah.
So you will hear her. We won't pick it up on the mics, but you'll hear her drinking water constantly because it's like the Klonopins give her cotton mouth.
Gotcha.
So
far out.
Pretty familiar with Kyle. Duncan, I think I met you earlier this year at Chicken and Chuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I met a lot of them. We have moved to a new location.
Yeah, I think I made one up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That new spot's cool.
Yeah, we did a show there Saturday night. Nate had a show there Saturday night. It was a really good vibe. It was funny as he pulled the audience. There was people born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, but no 2000s. So
solid.
Yeah, and Steph made a new best friend. She met a lady, and so I think now they're friends. Mm. She had a good time because after the show, she's like, "Well, you know, if they made me laugh, it was funny." And I was just like, "Damn!" I was like, "You are a critic." Like,
I mean, if there was a definition, mm-hmm. you know, hell yeah.
Well, Dunk, how was your weekend opening for Mr. Meadows?
That was cool, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Tim Meadows is pretty all right at stand-up. Who knew?
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, some of those cats, you know, with credits like his, they just do name-droppy stories, but he actually had some good bits, which was cool.
Hell yeah.
I loved him as the principal in Mean Girls.
Yeah, my sister texted me as soon as she found out. She's like, oh my gosh, you're doing shows with President Duvall. Or not President, Principal Duvall. I was like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The ladies' main is highly underrated.
Oh, yeah, classic. As a sketch and a film.
I haven't seen the movie, but love the sketches.
Yeah. Will Ferrell keeps trying to wrestle everybody. He's been on the oil.
And he also had probably one of my most memorable, I think you should leave, sketches from the recent season. Where they force him to pretend and he chokes himself with a feather. Classic.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up during that Saturday Night Live time, and I mean, everybody argues like what's the best cast, like, you know, the original, and then get into that, but I mean, Chris Kattan, Tim Meadows, you know, Phil Hartman, and those guys were just amazing. It I couldn't wait for Saturday Night to watch it. Did you like Saturday Night Live, or did you guys ever get to watch, I know you guys liked it, but did you ever get to watch In Living Color at all?
Oh yeah. I remember, I mean, it was, over well before,
That's
sorry.
A weird sound effect to that, add, BJ.
My ninja reflexes kicked in, at the speed of molasses. No, I remember watching In Living Color, but, what I saw a lot of was reruns, because I think it was done by the time I could, like, really perceive it. But, like, some of those early reruns shortly after it went off were just hysterical. I remember watching, which one was it? Was it Fire Marshal Bill?
Marshal Bill, yeah.
Fire Marshal Bill. Like, that was the first time I saw Jim Carrey, but I think I had seen, like, The Mask or something and then saw those episodes. Like, shit, that's the same guy?
I got to watch him when they first came out. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
When he did Vanilla Ice, my grandfather said, come downstairs, Vanilla Ice, that guy you like's on, and it was fucking Jim Carrey. That's how good he was.
Yeah. Insane.
Because they played hip-hop, and during that time in the 90s, I was a huge hip-hop fan, so they would have hip-hop groups on it, and it was great, but like I loved In Living Color almost more than Saturday Night Live during that time, because I felt like they pushed it a little bit more. Like, it was more like, I don't know what you call it, but...
What channel was it on?
Fox.
Oh, okay.
Because Fox had Married with Children, they had In Living Color, they had The Simpsons, so that was like some of their starting points of really taking off for network television. But
then Fox ended up getting Mad TV.
Yeah, did they do that after In Living Color ended?
So that must have... Yeah.
I used to love Mad TV.
I watched a lot of Mad TV.
I grew up and was 11.
I didn't like Mad TV.
Yeah.
Really?
I think because you have Saturday Night Live, and then you go to In Living Color, and then you had a few other things, and then that came on, I just felt like they were... It was fun. They were funny people. Like, not saying they're not funny, but I was just like, I think I've almost seen everything now. And then when Chappelle came out, then it was like more edgy. And then the Mind of Messina came out, and then his was like, it's all stereotypes. And then
I love the Chappelle show.
And then Key and Pele was like theirs was like really well thought out, but theirs was shot really well.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back, if you watch some of it, shot really well, high quality and stuff.
And I think it really, like, kind of, if I remember correctly, it started around the same time videos and clips started going viral and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember going in high school and they're like, Mr. O'Shaw Hennessy.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think that really, that just, like, really helped as a sketch show. I think, honestly, like, all that was my...
Hell yeah.
Mine was, you can't do that on television.
Yeah.
Okay. It was one of the...
Get it, you're old.
No, but I may be old, but we had some of the best stuff that's been copied a million times.
Yeah, but you didn't have Pierre Escargot. I grew up... I feel like I know Kenan Thompson, personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've all seen that dude just from kid to, like... He's probably the most prolific sketch actor ever, right? Like, he's from childhood. Yeah.
He's
maybe
been SNL for, like... an entire lifespan.
Yeah.
But
him and Tim Meadows have been in every episode, right? Something like that. But yeah, tons of them, yeah.
He had his own television show for a while on Peacock. And then I was
sitcom,
like,
right?
And I was like, oh, he must be done with SNL. And then he showed back up on SNL.
Yeah. Do we think he was made in a lab?
Maybe. Could you think about the other guy that got just as famous off the
Kel?
Yeah.
He didn't get...
That's what I'm saying is, like, one guy blew up and the other one didn't. Because he was still funny in other sketches, too, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think they're doing another Good Burger, I think.
Of course they are.
Heck yeah.
Do you know who directed Good Burger? Brian Robbins.
Really?
He's off the head of the class. And then he was head of class, also had the big creepy guy that eventually got fired from Disney after all the allocations finally.
Do you keep tabs on your fellow Brian Robinson?
Yeah. Yep. We have a monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of the month.
Absolutely.
There's a Morgan, I'm going to dox myself. Morgan Clark, who's a country singer.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. You ever thought about doing country?
White girl. No, but I thought about buying her stickers.
And selling them as merch.
But I think that there's also a Morgan Lee who is an artist.
I think Nate has the best one. Nate Robinson.
Please don't get started. This Monday felt like a knockout.
No, what I'm saying is he played for the Knicks. He dunked on a lot of people, and that dude had hops, though. I know what happened to boxing, but before that, that dude was, he could play.
I forgot he even did that for a second. My brain went straight to basketball, because I remember playing as him in, like, I don't know, one of the 2Ks, and I loved it because you could dunk on everybody.
Y'all get this. Morgan Lee, L-E-I-G-H, country singer.
Yeah.
Was on American Idol season 12 and 14 somehow.
It spelled like yours?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
The Morgan Lee Band. Another skinny white girl. Taking my name.
Did you ever look up Kyle Buck?
as someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently someone made a movie. You. I had Uncle Buck, and apparently there was this movie. No. I don't know. Funny story, though. Growing up, there was another Kyle Buck just like in the neighborhood over. We were not related at all, but there was a pleasant mix-up one time when I was totally failing most of my classes, but I got his report card.
Nice.
Kyle. And he was rocking it, and I'm like, he's having a bad time, but I'm, you know, going to be able to go to the dance this week.
You can always, you can always be young Buck.
Right? True.
Yeah. Kyle Buck 100%.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. Those allegations are a little weird.
Kyle Buck is a director of finance procurement operations at Netflix. So I think
big money.
If you want to like switch,
damn
people,
damn son,
that's where you'd want to go.
Duncan, anything you ever looked up yourself at all?
No, just narcissistically, not to see if there's any imitators.
I check my IMDb every day.
Well, yesterday I did Harder Brunch, and Thad's like, "Hey, I'd like to, you know, Dyke's out of here. We got one of my favorite co-hosts, BJ Robinson."
Oh,
and I was like, we've been friends for like almost 4 years.
At this
years.
Point, they just got to be called Thadisms, you know, at this point.
Did you say he looks like a fat-ass Kofi Kingston?
I did not say that. but he may have. He may have.
Start calling his ass Eddie Gordo.
Eddie Gordo. No, like I said, I had a great time with Thad yesterday, Tyson Cox, and then Atlantis, and then those guys yesterday. It was pretty interesting.
Hell yeah.
How interesting?
Well, interesting whereas Tyson's like, hey, do you want to do a beer review? And they're like, well, you don't drink. I was like, I don't drink because I get heartburn, right? So he had one of these beers, like a champagne beer. And so we opened it. He shot it. And then he's like, and then I drink. And I was like, wow, this champagne beer is actually pretty good. So I drank that. And then there was a lot of other stuff in the air. And then by the time I talked to Nate last night, and I was like, Nate could tell I had a great day.
Hell yeah.
He was buzzed. He was slurring words and shit. I said, damn, what'd you do?
Damn.
Step slip a pill in you,
man? No, I had a good time. I did that. I went to Mike, called Nate, and then always call and check with Nate how I did, like he's proud papa.
Hell yeah. Good.
Yeah, he always called me like, guess what I did?
Fine.
Like, how many people were there? It was like 7, but I killed it.
Yeah, they loved it. They loved it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's not what I said, but that's fine.
But no, you said it was like 6 comedians.
There were 6 comedians or whatever, but then like you have a certain expectation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, you know, because I always try to go, like I took there, I always try to place myself after the funniest, like someone's funny, like Sarah Huntington will show up or go after Nate or Morgan, you know, Kyle, and I'd go after you, right? Whoever it was, because like, all right, I want to go after people that are getting booked that are good. And then now I can see where I'm at and see if I can keep the crowd up or do I fucking just nosedive it? And because someone asked me like, hey, I want to get into comedy. Well, that's one thing you should do is as you go, try to follow funny people.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's one thing that I learned. And then we had this debate yesterday was like, what's a comedian? To me, is a comedian is somebody who they like, if they're putting a show together, like, all right, who do we want on the show? That's going to
that's a booker. booker.
No, I know, but a booker would be like, what comedians can I have on my show that's going to do well? I mean, that's what I meant was, because we were talking about a lot of the younger generation. I hate to be, hey, get off my lawn guy. But a lot of the first thing, they want to put comedian in their bio before they become a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was our debate yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of bios are vision boards.
No doubt. Yeah.
I mean, that's, and, you know, there's no harm in writing and externalizing intention. You know what I mean? Like, that's totally, you know, valid practice for whoever wants to, like, you know, try to reach a goal. But at the same time, like, yeah, but also at the same time, there's no one hands you a ribbon and is like, you are now a comedian. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just one of those things that, like, you just kind of, anyone who, you know, does any side of it, that, but if you do any side of it, but you've never attempted the mic and performance side of it, I don't know. Those are the ones I would be like, yeah, strictly booker. Because a lot of comedians have to be a PR person. They have to be a content creator. They have to be an editor. They have to be a, you know, anything and everything under the sun. And then a comedian is just what you are for 3 to 5 minutes, you know, or longer or whatever you end up booking. And then the rest of it is just a role within that. So, like, I don't know. There really is no point where someone just hands you a thing. But at a certain point, after putting enough time and effort, you snowball into regular work and, you know, being able to provide value. You may not have the funniest 15 minutes in the world, but if you can promote well, draw people, and show up and be kind, you know, that's a lot that a lot of people can't do. So I don't know.
True that.
Yeah, there's really no flat answer, I think.
Yeah, how do you draw people?
Right? Exactly.
Why did I know you was going to say
that? Five lines in a circle. I want to provide an update. I scrolled probably like 3 pages on Google, and it's all actually Duncan, so good for you.
Hell yeah, dude.
But we need...
I just got to burn down Netflix. I'll be cool.
We do need an update from Morgan, though.
What's up?
What did John think of the episode?
You loved
it. Oh, he loved it. Yeah. He thought it was funny.
I know.
Last week?
He's cracking up. Yeah.
Hey, busted his lip about it.
I saw that. Oh, John Moore. Love me some John Moore.
Man, yeah. Romance.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, for sure.
He's a nice guy. I mean, he's actually a really nice guy, and then it's not one of those nice guys, you know, he's full of shit.
I got a question.
Fire. Like,
don't take this the wrong way. If she broke up with John,
yeah,
would you still consider him, like, would you still be bringing him up in the podcast?
No, absolutely not. I have too much respect for Morgan. I mean, oh, shit, I usually would say that off the air. But, yeah, I mean.
We have recorded evidence.
No offense, John.
You hear that shit, John?
Morgan's first.
You hear that shit, John?
I love the silence.
Oh, my God, silent.
I was trying to find a mustache joke.
Oh, I said it last week. Who wants a mustache ride?
Yeah. I do. That's a fine mustache.
That's actually a fucking
As someone
company.
Too cowardly to cut down to a mustache,
yeah.
I just feel like I would look like that the weirdest cop. You know what I mean? Like that guy. I feel like there's been, you know, yeah. Too many of those mugshots.
It's like the Indianapolis Super Troopers. Like, he just needs a couple more.
Yeah.
Because he has that beautiful mustache. Yeah, but it doesn't look like he's a pedophile, though. It's hard to pull off a mustache without looking like a pedophile.
For sure. 100%.
I had a mustache, and my boss, like, you need to shave that. And I was like, why? He's like, it looks fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And then my wife's like, it looks fucking terrible.
You do have an oddly wide gap from nose to upper lip.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you know, pretty like, respectfully, BJ.
Yeah, I could see you shaving a mustache, and you looked Hitler-esque.
Hitler-esque.
Ooh, I do
think
have a
because
photo
of that wide gap.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I do have a photo like that. We were shaving our beards off or whatever for charity or
of
whatever.
Of course you went and did that.
And then I left, like, right here. And then I was just, I walked out, I was like, hey, Steph, I'm ready to go. And she's just, like, appalled that, because part of her family is Jewish, so she didn't really
feel that. That man really ruined that style.
I know.
No one ever named after that. Huh?
That name, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fine German name.
He also, he ruined some parts of marching, too, right? Because if you just want to let your arms flail in a certain way, you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't wave to your friends anymore.
No. Can't do none of that. Can't even do the robot wave.
Does not compare to ruining the many lives, the millions of
lives.
I'll tell you
somebody that needs to grow some facial hair desperately. Fucking AP, goddamn, man.
Oh, because he shaved all of his off.
Oh, my God. It just looks horrible.
I thought you were going to say Darren Feinsilver.
Speaking of Mad TV, he kind of looks like Alfred E. Newman a little bit with the shaved face.
Yeah.
Who, Darren?
AP.
AP. Oh my God.
I can't look at him. AP is the one that helped start all the podcasting with me. That's why you'll hear him.
That's my dog, but he got
Shout out. Love AP.
We went to great dinner Friday night, him and I.
I was eating like some 100K people.
We are.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to take Nate and I out?
Yeah, we're going to go to Reverie.
Who? Can we pick?
That's where we ate Friday night. It's a very upscale place. It's $50 a plate. It's not like it's cheap.
Are we allowed?
I'm not going downtown if you're asking that.
Downtown.
Are you making us go to Greenwood?
Like that restaurant down near Greenwood is just as good as all those.
You know I'm black.
That's not true.
There was black people there. I almost took pictures and sent it to you because I knew you were going to say that.
The flash is accidentally on.
See you motherfuckers right here. See you. They're probably like, why the fuck are you taking pictures of me?
I'm taking it for my Yelp.
That was part of my Christmas present in December. Like we were going to go out to a nice. I actually went down there and the food was fabulous.
What'd you get?
I got the scallops, and then I got the crab cakes, and then we got the shrimp, and then he got the filet.
Is this a seafood restaurant?
Who's your seafood?
Okay.
No, but it was actually I was like these crab cakes. I'm nervous about the crab cakes because I've had them in Maryland, right? Yeah. Fresh off the boat, made, and I was nervous, and they were really good. Yeah. But I had a bunch of other stuff in there I didn't understand. I didn't know the words, but I went ahead and said, I'll take this, and this. The reason is...
pointing at the pictures.
I wish I had pictures.
I want this.
Still waiting on the blooming onion.
It was to the point where shit was walking by, and I was like, I've never seen that. I have no idea what this is.
They serve shrimp, and it doesn't go in your pocket?
No.
I thought this was a fancy place. I'll take the escargot, please. So you like ass?
This is a place where you have to put in reservations. Like, you can't just... Yeah.
You can walk in it.
So I go.
If there's niggas in there, you can walk in.
No, they weren't eating there. They were just to help. I said, but they were in there.
Oh man.
Woof.
Morgan got halfway shitty about that.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant this week that had
just try to jump in, man.
Had a trash can with used toilet paper in it. And I was like, woof. You know. That's kind of weird. And then I mentioned to a buddy of mine who I work with that was a, you know, chef up in Chicago. He goes, oh, that just means that they, you know, have top-notch Mexican kitchen staff. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I didn't think about it. Like, the U.S. is one of 30 countries on the planet that has flushable toilets. So, like, depending on where they're from, this is just not part of where they're from. And I'm like, okay, doesn't mean they're not washing it. So I had to really check myself for a minute. I had to be like, damn, this is a first world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to learn that shit the hard way. Right? Fucking Tijuana.
So Nate, this is what it was. It was fried.
Tacos were good, though.
Fried rock shrimp. It had sweet chili, garlic sauce, mango, avocado relish, mango wasabi, Alano. Petite cilantro. The crab cakes was remoulade sauce, lemon jam, and it was crab cake bruschetta. And then, like I said, it was phenomenal. And then the reason he was laughing when Nate and I were talking on Saturday was because we didn't invite our wives. I asked him if he wanted to go. Nate's like, hey, I might try to come down here. So AP made reservations and then didn't tell anybody else. Our wives were not made reservations. And my wife, I said, Steph, I said, hey, you didn't call me back. I called her like at noon, 11 o'clock noon to see if she wanted to go. Never called me back. I was like, thanks for calling me back. She's like, oh, I forgot. I was like, hey, I have reservations tonight for dinner. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, me and AP are going to go down to Reverie. And her face just dropped.
Oh,
22
woof.
Years.
How is this place fancy, but they serve popcorn and cotton candy?
Greenwood.
Got to fit that white quota.
That's only in the park.
It's the most Indiana thing. We start our five-course meals with a first serving is popcorn.
I always think some places fancy if they have gluten-free options. I'm like, oh, they have gluten-free options, so I guess they must be somewhat fancy.
Is the portions pretty?
Helium has gluten-free now. It ain't that fancy, yeah.
Gluten-free chicken fingers.
Just gluten-free buns. That's it.
I miss how Helium used to be. Like, before the pandemic, they had, like, everything.
I heard chicken they had wings. Salmon.
They had everything. Everything.
The rumors are true.
Yeah, the fish at a comedy club. That's woof.
Yeah. They had a po' boy. You can get like a shrimp po' boy. Anything. Like they had everything. Fish.
Damn. I got a chicken Caesar on Saturday. That felt good. No mozzarella sticks all weekend.
Wow, that's tough. Yeah,
that was tough.
Impressive,
dude. We went up to Indy's Finest. I had that every night. Every night.
Well, I got there on Saturday, and Mike from the kitchen, first thing he said to me was, "You look like shit." And
I love those.
Like, oh, geez, good to see you too, man.
Damn, Mike.
Like he wasn't wrong. I did look like shit, but that still hurt. You know.
How was the weekend?
It was good, man. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Was it packed shows? Or?
Yeah, early show Saturday sold out, which was cool. The only show I got that I filmed was the worst one, but that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tim's cool.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Was there somebody that you've opened for or anybody else, but that you were a huge fan of, and then like, you got the call to host for them or be on the show and then you just host?
No, this has really been the biggest weekend I've done.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
How long, when did you get the call? You know, Avery will call you. Like,
Thursday at 7:45. I didn't do the Thursday show because he was like, how soon can you be here? I was in bed about to watch Thursday night football. Like, I took 3 Tylenol PM. I was like in for the night. And I'm like 25 minutes from the club. And he was like, okay, you're too far. Can you do Friday and Saturday? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. But
who did Thursday?
They just did a 2-person show. Glenn Ware was in the audience, and Avery tried to pitch it to Tim. He was like, yeah, he used to serve at St. Elmo's, and Tim was like, we're fine. But Glenn's great, yeah, but yeah, that wasn't a
Glenn
great pitch.
No, Glenn would've been great.
Yeah, it would've been great.
Glenn would've been great for that show.
Yeah. This guy's
he used
a
to serve around
comedian.
The corner, yeah. Made it sound like he's an open mic.
Yeah.
That was Avery, he hit me up at the upstairs show only had 2 people. They didn't have a host. He hit me up like, how close are you from downtown? And I didn't even see it. So when I looked at it, Anthony called me, was like, hey, bro, he needs you. I'm like, where? Upstairs. I'm like, yeah.
I ain't stressing about
hosting,
that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Avery. Cool having a free weekend, though, when he's in a bind. You know?
I swear to God. Yeah. He's in a bind more than hoes.
I got to open for Chris Kattan for a Mad Hatter show.
Oh, cool.
Okay. That was an interesting time.
His comedy's underwhelming.
Yeah, it really is. It's definitely the, like you said, a lot of these guys just do like name dropping stories. Yeah. But he also included a performance of What Is Love? Except someone was supposed to cue the PA to play it over the loudspeakers and they didn't. So he like tried to sing it while doing this. And poor guy had like his neck fused like 3 times, so like he can't really do this anymore. And he tried to like sing, but he's out of breath. So he's like, "What is love?" And I was just in the back of the room, and me and Griffin were like, "Dude, come on, just like move up the bit." You know what I mean? Like move on to the next story. Yeah. Bless his heart.
T's and P's.
He's still doing it though. I'm sure he's probably got some better stuff now. Looks like he's getting better work. Probably, I don't know. Maybe got with some writers or something.
He was charging for the meet and greets. I don't know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, charging for the meet and greets.
We keep it real. We keep it real here. Yeah, he's charging.
You know what that means?
Like not like with like you know you buy wristbands like cash.
Jesus.
With to him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. As someone who's both,
I can say this. He tipped me shitty.
Yeah. 100%.
Tommy Davidson was on 56 and Post Road.
I heard
of
that. I heard that.
One of my homies shared this shit. Like, they wrong for bringing Tommy Davidson to 56 and Post Road. He's 12 blocks away from getting assassinated.
Oh, yeah, man.
I went by that one. They did 2 shows up there. The first show was packed. They just shouldn't have done a second show, though. They should have just left it because the second show really wasn't a lot of people there, but it was somebody in the audience. Well, actually, the motherfucker worked there. He was up there like, nah, that shit was trash. That shit was bullshit. And then pouring motherfuckers drinks like, don't you work here? Like, what the fuck?
Like, he's heckling while pouring drinks?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you work here heckling. Like, that's some wild bullshit. Like, if I was Tommy, I'd have threw the mic at that motherfucker from
that's
a
wild
distance. I'd have homie don't play at his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some good shows, too.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, but so the mics are really sensitive.
Popcorn? BJ does not have a library voice at all.
No. That's what they call a 6-inch voice. Yeah.
Do not do quite a drug deal with BJ.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is this the stuff?
How much currency? In U.S. dollars, is that correct?
This crack ain't cracking for me.
I need more.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, Morgan, how was your weekend? You
That's great.
You lit it up, too. Sold-out shows.
Yeah.
Sold-out shows.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you feel, like, being back in your hometown?
Did you get a lot of support? I had, I probably had, like, my best set, which, like, prior to that, my best set was my semifinals, which my brother was there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was there when I did my best set.
That's tight.
So nice. I'm like, okay, Winston, you're coming with me.
Yeah, good luck charm right there. That's what's up.
But yeah, I had, like, friends and family all come out for almost all the shows.
Sweet.
You ever think about doing, like, a, you know, promoting your own show and doing it out there? Just because you're not, like, there often?
Like, promoting my, like, producing like my
produce
own show?
Like, producing your own show? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, not really. I don't want to get into that right now. But not, like, I don't want to get into, like, that conversation. I don't want to get into producing right now because it seems
stressful.
Yeah, time-consuming.
I would say take it now, and this is why. I've always learned that if you do a show, like, let's say you don't live in, let's say, like, Kyle, for instance, he has a big time following in Indianapolis, but he don't live there.
Mm. I do now.
Right. And you come home, and everybody's like, oh shit, your show's gonna do good, because people are gonna wanna see you first and foremost. I ain't seeing in a minute. I think you really should, and just try to charge, like, as much as you can and get that bag, and then tell everybody, I will see you in 2 years. Like, straight up. Like, you were trying to make a quick little bag. Like, definitely. This, you know, this, it works for me. When I was living in L.A., I come back, like, once a month, like, hey, I got this shirt. I'm like, oh, yeah, we missed your last one. It was, motherfuckers, I ain't even see forever.
100%. So. Yeah, and, yeah, if you can find a place that'll let you keep a solid door deal.
Yeah, definitely.
And you make sure, and, you know, you just, you know, just make sure you got your I's dotted and T's crossed, which I'm sure we could help you with.
Oh, definitely.
You know, yeah, it for sure wouldn't take a ton of legwork, maybe just a little bit of social media research and directive advertising, but yeah, taking advantage of any type of hometown crowd. And, like, I mean, one of the things that I learned the most through, like, music production specifically is, like, even though Indianapolis is our home market, we try not to play it more than 4 times a year, like, just because of that saturation can be a very real thing. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. It may not take quite what it looks like from the outside. But yeah, I'd be down to have that conversation for sure.
Most definitely. Before I, like, got booked out there, I had a friend who I reached out to her, like, a couple months ago, but she puts on events and stuff and was like, hey, apparently she didn't hit send till, like, 2 months later. And was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I meant to hit send, and, like, was texting me about this weekend. But definitely thought about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think it'll work out, you know what I mean, for you especially. I mean, you being, I mean, I'm not saying you being a female, but, like, that, you're going to bring everybody there, like, straight up. Like, it's going to be so, and you're going to be so shocked, too, like, just off of it, and I would do it if I were you.
And if you're willing and if they're willing to come see you on a show that you don't produce, they'll be willing to pay a couple, few more bucks, probably, to make sure they bring people to a show that you do produce. So if you, like, make sure that it's, like, you know, Morgan Lee Presents, or, like, just
Morgan
some
Lee
sort
and
of
friends.
Morgan Lee and friends. Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they would be, you would have, like, your own street team built in, probably.
Definitely. And then all your friends.
All their friends at work, and anyone, you know, whatever.
I know my childhood best friend, she brought, like, she brought her boyfriend, but then she brought, like, her, one of her sorority sisters and her boyfriend. And I was like, oh, look at you bringing people I don't know
to my show.
Yeah,
that's 100%. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
There's a snowball.
Yeah. It's going to all help out.
Went from a $25 ticket to $100 in tickets.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Easily.
Doesn't help me, but.
You can sell merch. You can pimp the whole thing. Like, you can do merch.
Yeah.
You can call, like you said, Morgan Lee and friends. You can, they can say, this is my special.
Yeah.
Have some bullshit ass iPhone as a camera and go ham with it, like, straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can even call it an album recording, mm-hmm. or just call it a live recording and have someone, you know, record through the board.
Definitely.
A million different options. Hell yeah. And also just shout out to anyone listening to this, like, fuck gatekeepers, build a gate. Like,
definitely.
Like, that's the move. If you're like, this person won't book me on their show, don't make a vague post on Facebook, like, randomly talking shit about said booker because they just won't book you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you could just, find out productive ways to contribute to your scene.
I heard today something that was like, one door closes, people say another door opens, but sometimes the doors don't open. Sometimes you just got to walk through with the lighter. Like, sometimes you just make your own door.
100%.
And that's my wisdom for the day.
Yes, that's what I've done. I mean, podcast is mine. It's not anybody else's.
Yeah.
We just started. We got a mic in Greenwood that's about to start December 6th, I think.
Yeah. And whose recording schedule are you on?
Mine.
Right.
And then Chicken and Chuckles is Nate and I. So we run it. So there's not anything that, like, I have to have somebody else do something for me. It's the best feeling in the world to have.
And then the coolest thing is, if somebody fucks you over, do it yourself. Like, that's what I've learned, like, getting burnt by so many motherfuckers that quote-unquote say, I do this and I do that. And you rock with them for the first couple of times, and then all people are the same. Like, after the one, two times, they're like, I don't think I want to do this no more. All right, cool. Well, yeah, I've soaked up all the information off of you, dumbass. Let me go ahead and do my own thing.
I mean, 100%.
My two comedy guys is Kyle Buck and Nate. I mean, Kyle got me started off of a podcast, which I told Duncan about. What was your old co-host's name?
Nick?
No, before Nick. I know Nick. Up there in Anderson, you would have...
Oh, Justin.
Justin.
Yeah. He's the drummer in Wilder Kind.
Justin's a great guy, but he said something during the podcast. It's like there's funny being this setting funny, but it's another thing to go up and make someone else laugh.
Yeah,
definitely.
And he said it wasn't a disrespect to anybody, but it was like, he kind of looked at us like, and I was just like, you know what, let's see if we can do that. And that's when we went up and did the open mic, but Buck showed me everything, like, you know, like, he would have us together, go over the rules, and then I had the best, worst experience ever, which we've told a million times, which you guys have heard the story, right?
That was
about the hard R?
That was wild. Ooh, this was a lady in the Jazzy Scooter, right?
So, Jazzy Scooter. So, it's me, Ben Plitzy, AP, and my wife. We all ride up together.
Yeah.
And then...
the Greenwood Gang.
That's right.
Ben from Greenwood?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His dad lives down here. Not the air out of his business.
A lot of things sort of fall into place.
Is that right?
But he's a Roncalli person, so they don't really count themselves as Greenwood people. So let's just go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah. Hey, I got a click now?
No, that's how the private Catholic schools are.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we go up there. Buck gets us all in a circle and tells us, like, his do's and don'ts, right? Which is cool. And then anybody can go up and do a mic, and that's why I like going to Anderson, was because there was a lot of people that would go in to eat, and it was like a built-in audience a little bit. It wasn't just all comedians, right? I'm up next. It's only my third time doing stand-up, right?
Yeah.
And then this lady goes up, and then I didn't even hear what she said. He heard it, so if you want to
film I remember the bit.
Go ahead.
Verbatim, because I couldn't remember. I couldn't believe I just heard it. And it was, so to preface this, this lady called ahead of time and said, hey, I heard y'all let people go up and tell jokes into a mic. And I'm like, why am I getting like a weirdo Brother Where Art Thou vibe from this? Like, I heard there's someone's going to let you go sing into a can or whatever. And so anyway, she comes down and she apparently lived like upstairs in one of the YMCA catty corner to the bar. And she came in, she was on her Jazzy Scooter, but she showed up late, so she didn't hear my sort of spiel. And this is before I had the rule, and this is why I have the rule of, I want to meet and know everyone before I put them on mic. Mm-hmm. Just because you never know, like, even people with good intentions can make horrible mistakes that can, like, ruin a room. So, this lady came in, and she told this bit about her son-in-law. And she said that they call him what they call him because of the acronym, because they say he never is going to get any respect. And I'm like, first of all, what the fuck? You didn't even spell it right. Second of all, you're in public amongst a relatively diverse crowd. And then as soon as she got done with it, She dropped the mic and just rode her jazzy scooter out the door. So while I'm handing him the mic, all I hear is just a
clank.
Yeah. Sorry for everyone listening. I didn't know how else to make a boom sound. But she literally just drove her jazzy scooter out like she didn't. She knew she wasn't going to stick around for the ramifications of what the fuck just happened. Luckily, the black people in the room thought it was hilarious. And I think what they thought was all the awkwardness was hilarious. Mm. They thought the awkwardness of all the white people in the room was hilarious. Yeah, 100%.
And then they just were like, no.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, up next from Smutcast Podcast, BJ Robbins.
Yeah.
And then there's no clap. Yeah. And then you heard clank, clank. And I'm like, so what's the deal with airline food or whatever dumb shit I had to say?
Yeah. It was a wild time.
Then we're driving back. It's me, Ben, AP,
Anderson,
and Steph. And then all of a sudden, everything's quiet because we all ate a dick, right? Because the mood.
Yum.
Yeah, the room.
We did on the way there and on the way back. It's our old ritual.
Yeah.
And
all purple pickle.
Yeah.
And then Ben out of nowhere and all the silence goes, did you really say the hard R? I was like, what? What happened? And they told me before I went, he's like, yeah, she said it before you went up there. And I was like, yeah. He's like, could you not tell what happened? And I was like, I didn't hear what she said. So I felt a little bit better that I wasn't that terrible, but it was like, I could not believe that lady, because she rolled out like Doctor, you know, off the X-Men, just, you know,
yeah, she was like Dr. X on the go. Yeah.
Like when you say jazzy scooter, it's just like one of those like thinner, more like,
yeah,
hover, yeah, like a hover around. Like
exactly. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Good. You painted a good picture.
Mm-hmm. And she broke the rules.
Definitely not a mobile lady.
And she didn't stick around, like, you know, to listen to other comics. She did her time and left, like, you know.
She didn't even do her time. She just did that minute and 30 seconds or whatever, that minute,
left.
And well, bounced.
If you're listening, lady, you is never gonna get any respect.
Well, she's featuring Chicken Chuckles Thursday.
God damn it.
She's probably dead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, old racist white people do not seem to die. They seem to hang around forever.
They live to the end.
Maybe that's the secret to a long life.
Nope.
Well, in that case, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, it's even crazy how I met Buck, because I didn't know Buck, and one of my homies, like, I went to school with, was like, yeah, that's my dog, my guy, Ed.
Hell yeah.
So, he told me about you and all that, and I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, you should reach out.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I was reaching out, he reached out to me. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Then my other homie, the guy that owned the whole fucking place, Gabriel Michael.
Gaga. Yeah.
Yeah. So Gaga was like, man, you should do this show. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, everybody keeps telling me about this fucking place, man. Like, who's this guy? And then he reached out to me. Like, I was like, oh, here I've come, son. Sent me some messages and shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I met you, and I was like, but I didn't know it was you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I was rude as fuck. So I was like, hey, what's up, bro? And I walked upstairs in the room. And
that, like, that was just sort of the way it went around there. You know, sometimes people just came in and went upstairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just went right upstairs. Yeah. I'm like, where's the fucking comedy show? He's like, my dude is like, nigga, it's downstairs. I'm like, hold on, you own? He's like, yes. Then I realized, like, oh, you are the tax man in Anderson. Oh,
yeah. it was a good time. I don't know who manages, you know, that situation. I think Gaga still, like, does something up there, but I think someone bought, like, the bar and the Usual Suspects up there. I think they're still rocking. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's been a minute since up there. I mean, I'm essentially doing the same thing here down in Indy now, just selling weed instead of booze. Oh. Yeah, shout out to Wild Eye.
Hey,
yeah.
That's what's up, man.
It's a good time, you know. It's wild that, like, you know, it took, like, getting laid off from a fucking mortgage company for me to just, like, have to reassess and just be like, I'd rather own my poverty and do something I enjoy doing. Then, like, you know, I've also, like, not been as broke as, like, a lot of other people have. So, like, this could also just be, you know, some sort of, like, backwards thinking. But, like, you know, there was something comforting about, obviously, having, like, a full-time job with fucking benefits and shit. But, like, there's a certain level of comfort that comes from that, but then there's also a certain amount of just, like, I fucking hate what I'm doing for 8 hours every day.
Oh, real shit.
That's where I'm at, man.
Yeah.
What you do?
Fucking work for a money laundering operation.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
No, Kyle, how do you know when someone's overserved at the dab bar?
Well, some people have grayed out, but most of those people, like, were hammered when they came in and, like, shouldn't have crossfaded or something like that. Mm. But for the most part, like, if we know someone's overserved, it's just, I don't know, they buy more chips and salsa. It's not really a thing. Yeah.
That man works at a freebase center. Yeah. They're probably being standing in line like a fucking, like they're giving plasma away or some shit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That would be cool. I don't know if we could figure out a way to fucking mainline it, but like, I mean, we found a way to put it into like a tasteless water solution, which is cool.
Oh,
so we'll be selling that. I mean, booze is done. I think booze has maybe another 20 years. I just, people don't like drinking anymore. A lot of the people I've talked to in venues and stuff have said that they just have a hard time selling beer. Like, a lot of them have had to go to 18-plus shows in order to, like, sell more tickets and just get more, you know, high-selling bands through. But then also, because most of the clientele is 18-plus, they're not really buying booze because of the age restriction. And then when they do have 21-plus shows, they're not buying nearly as many booze as they used to. So,
only serves beer and wine?
Huh?
They only serve beer and wine? Or
where?
I'm just saying, like, some of the issues.
No. But most of them do full bar. Okay. Like, beer, wine, liquor, that sort of thing.
Wow.
But, like, now, that doesn't mean that bars are doing poorly.
Right.
But, like, I just think that there's, like, there's a decline that's, like, just gonna probably continue over time. But also, it'll never go away.
No.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's going to have to actually compete now with, you know, cannabis. I mean, we're like, more people now live in places where cannabis is legal in the United States than don't. Like, population-wise, it's pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Hold up.
Nailed it.
Wait. Making a mess.
Yeah.
I did not make a mess.
That's
that
new kettle corn I bought.
No, also,
it's kettle corn. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
love. Hey, we can afford kettle corn now.
Hell yeah. Oh, we got kettle corn money. Hell yeah.
That's why I knew I made it when we bought the 48 pack.
And it's all gone already. Huh?
Special.
No, because I keep forgetting where I put it. Because I hide it from my fucking kids.
You said the Costco special.
Hell yeah, man. 48 of anything.
Yeah, we go to.
Got
to
be a good deal.
We go to Sam's Club and Costco.
Mm-hmm. There's a new Costco in town, and my mom's going to the opening.
Oh, really?
She put it on the. On the calendar.
I fuck with grand openings.
Mm-hmm. Grand openings. I usually get like free shit.
I camped out at Cabela's overnight for the chance to get a $500 gift card.
Hell
love
yeah.
It. Did you get it?
No, I got a $10 gift card, bought a $12 hat.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell what, yeah.
Duncan, what's your hobbies outside of everything else? Are you an outdoors person?
Yeah, I do. I do like it. You know, I think you'll find God outside. You know, more than you might at church. So, you know, I just try and stay up with that.
Nate must not believe in that.
No, just the way he said that shit, I can relate.
You know what I mean? It's nice being outside. You know,
I prefer it. I don't like hiking though. I'm not a fan of that.
I like laying on the ground.
There it is.
That's cool as hell. Grounding. Barefoot, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Free electrons.
For sure.
Hell yeah. I didn't believe that shit. I remember Ivory's always telling me, like, take your shoes off and walk in the grass. I'm like, bitch, you crazy. I ain't doing that shit. And I did it. I was like, wow.
It is nice, yeah.
I feel the energy.
I barely wear shoes on the weekends. And if I'm off, I just go inside. No shoes.
I walk out barefoot all the time. I'm a Neanderthal now. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm faster, even though I'm not. Just that feeling of, like...
I feel that, yeah. There's nothing not in the way. It's just you and the good. Earth.
That's your sugar.
My sugar's under control, sir. I average 114 daily. My A1C is down to 4.5 from a 10, so thank you.
I keep thinking about that one guy from Chicken and Chuck. Was like, that motherfucker's eyes was orange. Like, you can tell he probably had jaundice or some shit.
We're so mean to him. So anyways, we have this guy that comes to the show, and then...
Strictly heckles.
And he heckles... Not in a bad way, but...
He cool as fuck,
but he's cool.
How does that work? How do you heckle in a not bad way?
Because
he's just like, nice job!
Well, if you
just laughs too loud?
Well, if you're good, he doesn't heckle.
Oh, okay.
Or he'll laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
He'll be like, you trash!
Okay.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
And then Nate and myself will go up while we're hosting and take shots at him.
Okay. Gotcha. But D. Lee, so it's like a little give and take.
D. Lee came in one time, and he said one joke, and it didn't work. And he was like, you built like me, motherfucker. And D. Lee was like, and just went 10 minutes strong on him. Like, I think I went outside, take a shot, came back in, like, this motherfucker's still on stage. They just going back and forth. Hey, motherfucker, fuck you. I'm like, hey, bro, you have to calm down, man. We buy you a shot. He's like, I don't need it, but yeah, I'll take it.
And then he came back the next week. I did 6 minutes of just making fun of him. And he was just like,
he said, what'd you say? You had diabetes or something
like that? No, I said, I was
like, Baloo.
I was like, hey, congratulations. I didn't know. Yeah, I said something about diabetes. I was like, hey, do you need some metformin? I got some in the car. I said he looked like, he looked like one of the predators. I go, you look like one of the predator aliens if they had Down syndrome.
Oh, that one killed too.
Yeah. but afterwards, he's like, hey, thanks, man. It's like, I don't get out a whole lot. I come here. I appreciate you guys. And I was like, because at first, afterwards, I was like, is it okay if we go back and forth? He's like, yeah, I like that. It makes me. And actually, he must have a really bad life if he likes me talking about him.
Well, that's why people heckle, so they get attention.
Yeah, heckled people heckle people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that's the same.
And then I was, and I told him he looked like Whoopi Goldberg if she had a stroke.
That one did good, too.
He's like,
is that just a Whoopi?
When I walked up to him, I was like, goddamn, Cyclops, what the fuck? Why are your eyes like that? Oh, yeah.
Wears the same outfit every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Like, I'm pretty sure he works as a janitor at a school that he shouldn't be around that school.
Shout out to my guy. I still don't know his name.
I don't know his name either. Because, like, he has his long hair or whatever, but it's like, it starts right here.
Oh, far
at
out.
The top of his hair. Mm-hmm. It's all gone from forehead up. There's nothing.
Yeah, he got the Mark Henry. Remember Mark Henry?
Sexual chocolate?
I'm talking about, what was the World's Strongest Man by then, you know what I mean? When he had the dreads and it was time. Like, black people, once we know our hair is done, it's done. But you could tell Mark was hanging on to that shit. Or Vince McMahon said, keep the hair. And Mark's like, man, fuck that shit, man. Look at my goddamn hairline.
Man, I remember meeting Mark Henry. That guy scared the shit out of me.
He's huge. Now he's just fat.
I met him when I was 19, and he got sent down to Ohio Valley to lose weight and get better or whatever. And he was at Seymour to do a show with Rip Rogers and those guys. And then they want to interfere in our match. He's like, hey, if I hit you, you go down. And I was like, yeah, no problem. He's like, no, I'm not fucking kidding. And I was just like, and then they wouldn't allow him to hit us because we weren't under contract with OVW. He's like, I'm going to throw you in the corner. I'm going to hit you with a clothesline. You better go down and roll out. And I was excited. I was like, this dude's going to fucking smoke me. And I was excited. They wouldn't let him do it.
Is Mark Henry the big fella that you said looked like Nate?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. You going to bring up that shit?
I did.
I'm trying to relate because I don't know wrestling.
I'm losing weight.
Wasn't he? He was Sexual Chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
He's one that
I want to make sure I was.
He's one that fathered the hand for Mae Young.
That was the funniest shit ever, though. That was the.
I forgot about Mae Young. She was my favorite character in one of those early PS1 games.
Oh yeah.
So I used to love kicking people's ass with like an old lady.
It's yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah.
There may be some underlying issues there you may need to address later in life as a therapist.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I beat up old people regularly.
I remember I won the world championship with one of Godfather's hoes because they were playable characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That shit took me like 2 days to beat.
Best games were on N64, though.
Mm-hmm.
No mercy.
TQL, whatever the fuck that shit is.
Yeah. Are you
WCW NWO Revenge. Where you could be Goldberg and just spear people for the whole time. And they had no way. You had no way to defend against it. You could just spear constantly.
And then you play against your friends, and they're just losing their fucking mind.
Yeah, whoever
time.
Picked Goldberg first wins. That was just the way that game goes.
Whoopi?
It was Adam Goldberg.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were playing like Sister Act.
Adam Goldberg
is
an actor.
Yeah.
Deal.
The View, the game.
Actually, I think
everyone loses.
You guys lost me. Yeah. I just started disassociating.
Actually, Adam Goldberg was DJ AM that passed away a long time ago.
I'm pulling a Morgan. I don't know who the fuck that is.
He dated Nicole Richie, and he was also an Iron Man too.
Okay, boom.
I called him DJ. My bad. I got his name wrong all these years.
Fuck it.
The show Saturday Night was fun, though. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun, man.
Who was the headliner? I forgot his name.
Belly B. He did his thing. He came down there. Again, he hadn't been to Indianapolis in probably about 2 years. And it's like, fuck, let's do a comedy
huge
show.
Diverse crowd.
Super diverse.
About the ages and ages.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like
it was 100 to all the way to 22. Like,
damn.
It was diverse as fuck. But it was a studly event, boy. It was
yeah,
females with fucking rubber dicks everywhere. It was crazy.
And then,
hell yeah. Sounds like my comedy
show. We checked at the door as part of the pat down.
Oh, I thought you meant like you're handing them out like it's an Indians game.
Nah, hell nah.
first 10 ladies at the door get a rubber dick. It was
dreadlocks and gold teeth and titties. It's like, damn. They all came
Whoopi on. Goldberg.
They came in there with sweatsuits and new Jordans and shit. And everybody was dressed real good too.
All right, that's so nice, this one thing I don't understand why. At what age do you start wearing matching sweatsuits?
I still do.
How old's Brad Wrigley?
Ping. That has to be the soundbite of the
yeah, that's a
God
good
damn
one.
It, where's Danny?
I like
shit.
It.
I'm writing it down. 145. Duncan with a zinger. Because he said about regular and you know made me happy.
You sure you don't want a zinger?
Oh,
so you gotta keep smash it?
Yeah, they did get a little smashed.
So did you, my friend. That zinger really smashed.
I mean, we're not hard at brunch, but we have popcorn, some zingers, and water.
Mm-hmm. That's water. Usually I bring liquor.
Oh, where's that water at?
Oh, it's in the fridge right there.
I got you, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
No, I've never seen so many people in matching sweatsuits and Jordans in my life. Like, that's what it was, and then it's like part of me really wants to dress like that, but I am not. I don't think I can pull it off.
It's kind of in. I think the 2020, like, you know, just not wearing shit. I didn't ask for a water.
Buck did.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, remote work really brought up the matching sweatsuit.
See, I never
as leisure wear.
See, I worked retail, so we stayed out in the field.
Yeah.
So, like,
I was meter reading.
So. I volunteered to stay out in the field because I stayed at home and I realized I was eating like 3 frozen fucking pizzas a day, falling asleep during team meetings, and I was like, I was like, can I go back out on the road? And they're like, yeah, you can go back out.
We need you.
Yeah, I lived in my mom's. That was a real shit time. It's a real bad time to be stuck at home.
2020? Ooh, yeah. 2020 was bad. I was doing Instacart like a motherfucker. That's what
I was risking my life every day to get.
I got fired from Shipped.
For real?
How'd they fire you?
How the fuck you get fired from that?
Dude, Shipped rules.
I swear.
How'd you blow that?
Okay, I had a really traumatic shopping experience where I was at a Kroger and my phone died mid shop. I probably have 4 more items to go.
Oh no.
And then I'm going around frantically asking these teenagers like, hey, do you have a phone charger I can use? And they're like, no, because I'm in Fisher's. And I know
they've all got chargers
I'm
on
like,
their person.
I know what you
battery.
Got. Like you tell me you came to work without a charger. Okay, cool.
No, they I noticed all the kids have the battery packs.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so no one was like willing to budge. So I was like, shit, can I? And they're like, well, you can buy a charger. I'm not buying $22 charger.
I'm delivering groceries professionally.
To, yeah.
Yeah.
For $7 order. And
did
then
you have one in your car?
The handle with that plastic. No, I didn't bring it with me. Mm. And my only other thought was like, I go back home, which was like 10 minutes away, but I got a cart full of shit.
Yeah.
And so I called Shipped HQ from the Kroger landline and was like, hey, this is what's happening. And they were like, okay, we'll just like, I was like, can you just like let the person know that I can't do it? And then they were like, yeah, we'll just assign a new person. You'll still get paid. Cool. Next thing I know, I plug my phone in at home and I get all these messages. Why is it saying it's a different person? What happened? Where did you go? And she must have reported me because I was like, I was so stressed out. I wasn't even going to respond because I figured she knew by then. But I don't think Shipped communicated that I was fucked. They just like canceled my order. And so she probably got her shit like 2 hours late. But yeah, so next thing I knew, I got a notification that my Shipped card was removed from my Apple Pay.
Damn.
And then the email came.
You bitches.
So
did you have to send the shirt back?
I don't even know what that shit is.
I'd have kept all that shit.
We used to have to wait days between like being able to get supplies. You know what I mean? And like we, you know, and then some of us freak out over 2 hours. You know what I mean? It's wild. We've just like, I don't know.
Super impatient.
Like if you watch the Westerns, be like, hey, that'll be here in 4 weeks.
Now, I'm saying this like I'm not going to yell at everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. No, it's like, yeah, like I'm saying this like I'm not going to yell at all the people in traffic on my way home. Like I'm not going to get annoyed with the people who don't change lanes properly. But like, yeah, it's just because I definitely get that way. I get super impatient in times where I'm like, this doesn't matter at all. I can wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the worst part is about it, it's like I will pay an extra $20 to get it shipped faster. Mm-hmm. And it's one day faster.
Yeah.
And that's
it's something you need for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I told them we're canceling Christmas this year. I was like, they're 2020 and 18. What am I going to buy them? I've already bought them cars. They live here for free.
Yeah,
a gift card.
Yeah, gas cards.
Do they do video games, probably?
They have everything they need. They have their own money. They can buy their
pants.
You know why? Because I'm not going to get dick, right? I'm not going to get anything.
Oh, I thought you said I'm going to get dick. I'm like, whoa.
That's the type of gift givers they are. They probably give me something I thought you were into dick, Dad. I
already got one.
I mean, I've heard of Blue Christmas, but...
You must have enjoyed that comedy show.
I can not name one gift my kids have got me in my life.
Let it go.
Oh, man. What about that? Remember,
what about joy?
Colin made you have steaks?
Do I have kids?
Yeah, no.
I got a niece and nephew. Don't give a flying fuck about
that's
me.
That's different. You know why? It's because...
They live with me for a while.
I really understand why like dads leave families. I really understand it on a daily basis.
Damn. I know why people hate shit that is.
Because like when my dad left, he owed... $40,000, and he sued me for it to be emancipated when I was 18.
He got off.
He got off with only $40,000. Like I stayed here the whole fucking time with these kids. I paid way more than $40,000. Like he got off easy, so I can see why he's like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and leave.
Should have learned from your pops.
I know. There's days that I was like, man, he is my dad, so they would expect me to do this. But I stuck it out. Now, I do podcasts on a Monday and talk about my feelings, but we're where we need to be at in life, right?
100%.
I'm going to have your sons listen to that portion of the shit.
You know,
maybe you'll get something. Maybe
like I told him, we're actually doing something a lot of fun. We talked to AP Friday night. We're actually going to do family photos, but we're not going to put on flannels and go sit out and at the trees and on haystacks, none of that bullshit.
Hey,
you're not going to wear big checks in the wintertime?
No.
And you're
go
making
sit under a winter tree?
I'm very shocked given the photo shoots you have in the kitchen.
What? Which ones?
You're like sandals, vacations, pictures.
That's because she made me do that.
Okay, well, what you making you do this year?
No, it's my idea. We're all getting suits and stuff like that, different colored suits. We got a couple locations where we're going to shoot at, and we have a whole idea because the other family photos me and AP did, they turned out really well. We used the theme of old London and made the darker pictures and stuff like that.
Sounds like it's going to cost just as much as you just giving the fucking kids what they want.
What are you talking about? I don't pay for the pictures. I don't pay for the photographer.
Their gift to you is taking these photos.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There you go. Problem solved.
It is.
Merry Christmas.
That's a gift to my wife because I have to calm these fuckers down. Because 2 out of 3, when I told Justice Friday night, and I was like, hey, if we do these photos, you can't wow out. Like, you can't say I can't be here. You can't say that when is this done? None of that. You have to sit there and smile the whole fucking time we're here.
Damn, you told him that like that?
Yes.
He said, look here.
He's 20. What do you want me to do? Say, it's okay. No, he's 20. You got to talk to him like a fucking adult.
.com/, man.
Jesus, that's what's wrong with these kids. Dads are too soft. Fucking hit a kid one time.
I have ran into a lot.
They're not kids, so you definitely can't hit the motherfucker.
Ran into a lot of people recently that you're just like, did no one just one day just like, you know, I feel like at some point everyone gets hit in the face, not necessarily by another person, but like you're not paying attention and a ball hits you, or like, I don't know, but I think that some of these people just don't know what it's like to have an impact on the face. I'm not saying anyone needs to be violent, but like you just got to know what it feels like.
Yeah, I feel like I could have used being hit at least once,
you know,
like I got hit a ton, right? Mm-hmm. And but one thing about it is, what if you're a father and you're listening to this, every now and then, just grab your kid by the front of his shirt, put him up against the wall and hold him. And don't say a word and just walk away. That lets him know.
That's like Homer Simpson
parenting.
Anytime
I can get you. Oh, my kids turn out fine. My kids turn out fine. They're not deviants. They're not deviants or anything like that. Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, so I'm all right with how they turned out. Turned out better than I did at that age.
Kyle, you said something like 3 seconds ago. That made me, it reminded me of something about some people just getting hit by something.
Yeah.
I saw a girl of my college orientation get hit by a stop sign.
Ooh.
She was just walking, not paying any attention, and just went smack into it. She it's so like fucking funny.
The pole sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sign? Okay. Oh, no. Stop signs are too tall. I was going to say,
I'm going to say, 6'8"?
Was in college? Was yeah, yeah.
I saw the same thing, except for...
Wait, were you there?
No. No. This is what... You see how she walked into it? This is the male
incoming
version of it.
Incoming 2014 class, huh?
We got thrown out of a frat party.
He's in the bushes.
And
he's on his R. Kelly
the one guy took his shirt off like he's a tough guy, right? And he's like, I'm going to mess with the stop sign. Bent it back and was like, fuck you. And then it slipped, smacked him in the face, knocked him out. And I was just like, I don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that stop sign, I thought he was dead as hard as it hit him.
I mean, those things are fucking insane. Especially
that's
the
karma.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, I didn't realize... I've been seeing all these bent license plates. I'm like, is there like a gang of kids going around bending these license plates on people's cars? It's like a code for something. No, it's because they're made out of such thin aluminum now that people who drive the interstate every day, the wind gets caught behind and it bends their,
oh, really?
Their license. Yeah, so you guys are going to see it a ton now when you drive through Indy, but you'll just see people's license plate will just be bent like one side.
I thought it was
because
people were trying to yank them.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, yeah, but
because protection.
Because they used to just steal the sticker for the longest time, and that's why they want. That's why we always put the cross cut in now, so they can't take the sticker off.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows, paying for your own registration's a pain in the ass, I guess.
Yeah,
but if they run your plates, they already know it's expired. Mm-hmm. It's in the state of Indiana though. They run your plates even if they're behind you for no reason.
Yeah.
Which I still think is hugely bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck the cops.
Are you a
man.
Sovereign citizen?
No, I'm just like, do you have nothing better to do to run my plates? And then.
I don't operate within the rules of your life.
I answer
sir.
To God and God alone. These courts of man mean nothing
I just don't like
to
cops.
Me.
I never have. Like, I just to me, like, I don't know, cops bother me a lot. There's a purpose for cops, and I get that. They serve civil service or whatever, but like the Greenwood cops here are just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I got a fine for parking the yard, but like,
I was about to say, you're still just salty about that.
But the guy, we had someone go 70 down the road, and the cop lives two houses down. He saw him and just walked back in his house, like, I ain't gonna do anything
He's
about that.
He's probably not on the clock.
He was in his uniform.
Sometimes he just maybe.
I wear my uniform till I get inside.
Do you get dressed when you get to work?
Well, it's a cop's duty at times. If they see a crime, they can still get active even if they're off duty.
Yeah, what's that? Patriot Act?
I think so. Yeah. It's the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh man,
just for some reason came up with this connection, which I think is a good talking point. Both of our guests. Are comedic and musicians. If you guys want to chat about that for a second.
Hell yeah. Well, we were just talking earlier that like...
Oh, you've already covered it, my bad.
No, not at all. We literally mentioned very briefly about wanting to talk about this farther, so it's a perfect segue. But I have mentioned sort of off the cuff in the past, and I wanted to get with Duncan with this. I want to do like a... I think his name's Seth Adam Myers or something like that. He's a comedian out in L.A. He does this thing called the Goddamn Comedy Jam. And he gets a band together. And he has, you know, the old adage where comedians want to be rock stars, rock stars want to be comedians. It has comedians come on and do, like, live karaoke with a full band. And they just perform. It's not even karaoke. It's just them singing, you know, their favorite song or, like, a popular song that they like. You know, with a live band, I thought that would just be such a cool, thing to do. Like, we could make that a live show.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty easily, because I know there are a lot of really talented. There are so many comedians that are musicians or like, you know, are skilled in that realm. And like, yeah, we could definitely do something really cool in that. But you know, yeah, that was just sort of my initial idea there. But it's kick-ass. I love both worlds. Like, they're both very different in the sense that comedians are way more close-knit because they are individuals who often travel around in groups. Not necessarily cliquey, but, like, you know, four people will ride out of state or something to the same show, mm-hmm. whereas bands don't normally do that. Like, if there are three bands from one area playing a show in another area, they're all in their own cars. They're all pretty, you know, compartmentalized. They're all going to meet at the place. Whereas comedians just have such a closer rapport because they are all hanging out all the time at mics and shows and all the like. And so, you know, you still have a close-knit nature in whatever musical circle you're in, but it's just way harder to coordinate a bunch of musicians to get together than it is to get some comedians together and, you know,
riff. Like a musician, once he... Because, you know, instruments is everything, so I've always... it's always been my thing. Like,
are
I've
you
always,
a musician?
No, hell no.
I hang with
musicians. First of all, fuck what you talking about. Shit. But now, you made me shitty because now I can't even think what the fuck I wanted to say. But, like, musicians, like, they don't, if they're not making no money, they're not leaving. Like, they're not even, at all. Not. If I got to pack my shit, like, I need at least, like, 50 to 100 bucks.
For sure.
It's like that all the time.
Yeah,
like,
the money's better with music.
Oh, come on now.
100%.
Comics, they like, you got some food?
Yeah.
We there.
You got a flyer? I'm good.
Oh, wait, y'all, you're feeding me? Hell yeah.
Duncan, yeah, I know sure. Music came first and then comedy.
Yeah.
How did the transition work for you?
Well, it was pretty easy because I quit playing shows when everything shut down and everybody I played music with either moved or got married.
Damn.
And anybody else didn't like me because I was like, why is there no flu cases this year? No one wanted to hear that question. So I lost some friends. But no, once
not exactly a Fauci fanatic.
No, man, he's all right if you like Jesuits. Fuck yeah. So it just, you know, mics started popping up when things started happening. I was like, well, I've been wanting to do this the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's cooler. There's no carrying guitar amps.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, don't need a one spot. It's a lot harder. Because when you're playing music, song's done, they'll clap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. If the joke sucks, you got nothing.
Yeah, and if you're in a band, you fuck up, you know, no one's going to really notice. Like, the rest of the band will keep going in rhythm and time, and you can jump back in.
Yeah.
Nah, you lose something.
You can play shows on acid, you know what I mean? You can't do a type 5 on acid.
Boy, drugs prevalent.
Yeah.
And to go back to what you were saying, Morgan, I did play music. I played the string bass.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
hell yeah, you did.
The string bass, yeah.
For a long time. Still play
sorry.
If you ever need me to get in that motherfucker, I will. It'll take me a minute, though.
What is a non-string bass?
Like the bass? You said a non-string bass?
Yeah. You played the string. You mean like the upright
stand
bass?
Up. Yeah, the stand-up.
Ah, hell yeah. Love me an upright that. Bass.
And I played the bass guitar for a little bit, too.
Yeah, non-string bass is just a fish. Fuck, I fucked that up. It's just a fifth.
See, nothing.
Yeah. But if you would have done that on quads, might have gone a little bit.
Yeah. No, it's definitely much harder to succeed in comedy. Like, it's a lot harder to succeed in comedy. You can practice music in private. You can write music in private. Like, you can write, obviously, comedy in private, but, like, you can't test it in private. And with music, you can test it all day over and over and over in private until it's right, and then you bring it to the stage. Mm-hmm. Whereas the exact opposite is true with comedy.
Yeah, lower barrier to entry, too, in comedy, which I do not care for. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
What does that mean?
Swinging a miss.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You can just show up. And go up on an open mic. Like the fucking scooter lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she had to play guitar and do that, she wouldn't have dropped the hard R. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or the hard R would be more entertaining if she did that little, you know, acoustic guitar.
Yeah, or that hard R would have meant riff because she would have ripped it. No, it would just, it's way lower barrier of entry, but also I will say it's a lower barrier of injury, but it's a higher climb to like regularity.
Yeah.
I saw something today, like, I don't know if y'all follow Kurt Ryan on social media at all, but this dude...
Oh, is that the meme cat?
Yeah, that dude posts the best comedy memes of all time. And he posted just something today that was like, comedy sucks for the most part until you're on stage. It's and that's how the first part of everyone's career is. It's like, you know... You don't get any money. You're not funny yet. You're starting to be funnier, and you're getting regular shows, but the money's not there. But then you get on stage, and you're like, oh, this is why I do it. And then it sucks when you get off stage again. Mm-hmm. And, like, it doesn't suck. Like, I don't want to say that it specifically sucks, but a lot of it is not the reward that a lot of musicians, like you said, do require out of it. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now it's 10 times harder for me to get Stampede together to just play any type of show, then it would be way easier for me to produce a comedy show. And it is way easier for me to produce a comedy show than to get a band together just monetarily.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely. Simply because everyone lives closer. Everyone is autonomous. Therefore they just can, you know, but at the same time they want to work together. So there's this cooperative nature to it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so much more easily accessible with comedians for sure.
They go so well together, though, like comedy and music, man. Like, it's just.
I started telling jokes on stage through music. I started telling.
Yeah, banter. And yeah.
100%.
Yeah. That's how I got the taste. I want jazz and comedy to come back together.
Yes.
So bad.
Who are you telling, Doc?
Like, we need to start having comedy at the Chatterbox somehow.
Dude, you know I literally was just about to say, I wonder if the Chatterbox would be able to organize, like, a comedy night where, like, you just have, like, little guys, you know what I mean? Like, almost like spoken word, but, like, you've just got, like, someone on the upright and someone on the, just, you know, the little three-piece there, and just, like, you have someone, like, in rhythm, you know, you, like, you know, maybe it would be a challenge for the comedians. You would need to, like, that would be the sort of show premise. Are we coming up with this right now?
We need to not talk about this no more.
Yeah. Cool. Hell yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. Nobody listens to shit.
We're calling it right now. Fresh and Clean presents timestamp 9 p.m. Monday, November 13th.
We're up 35%, so they're listening.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
35% of what?
35. I don't know. It just said 35%.
That's cool. It's more than milk. Milk's on that too.
I mean, you said, when one door closes, make up numbers to feel better. Yeah. Something like that.
Hell yeah.
By the way, shout out to Juan. His episode did great. Great. A lot of feedback.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was probably one
shout
of our.
Shout out to Juan.
Wow, man.
Probably one of our.
He had the LWO listening.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. He was all listening.
That's probably one of our best off the ground and running podcasts in a while with Juan. So shout out to him.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Juan.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Cleophas. Is he still alive?
I seen him a week ago.
Yeah, I saw him about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm just making sure he's good. Cleophas.
Saw him at Fountain Square.
He's a.
Brush his teeth.
I'm just going to enjoy the rapper.
I was waiting on it. God, those goddamn sounds. You don't use them at all.
Hell yeah.
I apologize.
Shout out to Cleophas.
I don't want to overuse them. I don't want to be cliche.
He's our guy, though. When he's happy.
I think he's talking about the sound effects.
Oh, that and
not Cleophas.
Cleophas got the blues?
Shit, if he ain't got no weed in him.
Damn.
That motherfucker is, you don't even want to talk to him. Like, hey, bro, you all right? I'm all right. You get to walking and shit. Like, where you going? All right.
Just in a hurry.
All right, well, it is that time. Luther.
Doo-doo. Luther. This is the shameless plug.
I was calling him Luther all week, the weekend.
I didn't notice that.
I know. I kept saying, I was like, Luther's doing a great job. And Steph's like, who's Luther?
I know. She kept looking at me like, she's like, Steph is like, once she's like, when she's surprised, like she has that confused white woman look like, really? Do tell. How long's your name been Luther? I'm like,
if there's a walking stereotype white woman, I'm married to her. Like, we're having Christmas with the Grinch this weekend. It's a girls' night out. We got our stuff. I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
You've been hanging out with me too much.
I've been like this for a while. I'm like,
you hate cops. You tired of white people. Damn.
No, like, it's like, hey, I think they're having a parade. I'm like, I don't want to go to a fucking parade.
Now this nigga synthesis is kicking in and getting all over this.
I was like, can I just give you money?
And then, like, that's what I'm saying, man. What the fuck's going on? I don't want to hear it here.
Even though I'm in a better place in my life and less stressed, doesn't mean I want to go do all this shit.
Is John like that? Like, y'all do a lot of stuff. I know y'all do a lot of stuff together, but...
Oh, she tells him what to do. You can see it in her eyes.
It's been 4 months. I'm not...
Oh, they still like each other.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a, you know, tired old man situation.
I'm glad you said man instead of men.
I like when people make fun of me, but I got a 25-year-old relationship, you know, so I am proud of where I've come, and so I'll be happy to be old and dead soon, so I'm excited for that one.
I don't want to get old at all hearing that shit.
I mean, like I said, is I pray for anybody that's single right now. It is,
thank you.
I just pictured you praying.
I do.
Your little bedside.
I pray in the shower.
Nice.
Gross.
No, it's holy that way.
I meditate in the tub.
I was saying Greenwood water.
So I get it.
I cry in the shower. That way, if your eyes are red when you get out, no one notices. Like, it was the water. This is all coming your way.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, don't fuck our relationship.
My new special, crying in the shower.
I didn't say anything about her relationship.
All right, shameless plug. Kyle, we'll start with you, brother. What you got coming up, bro?
Oh, shit. Well, first off, shout out to Wild Eye Dab Lounge. I'm the events coordinator and doing some promotions and stuff up there. So check us out at Wild Eye Dab Lounge, Indiana's first cannabis consumption lounge. We've got everything you need. Come on down and see us in Fountain Square at Wild Eye Dab Lounge. The Stampede String Band's getting busy again. We got a moderately busy December. December 8th, we're playing a SoFar Sound show in Indianapolis. Can't tell you where that's going to be, so you got to buy your tickets. But it will be in the Metro Indy area.
Is there Don't Tell Music?
Essentially, yeah, yeah. Well, Don't Tell started after SoFar.
Yeah, SoFar was first. Yeah.
So SoFar, I think, kind of started the secret show sort of method, and then Don't Tell turned it into comedy.
Ran with that motherfucker.
Mm. Yeah, hell yeah! Shout out to both organizations are kick ass. But yeah, we're playing a SoFar indie show. And then December 9th, we're playing South Bend. December 15th, we're playing in Greenfield. And then December the 29th, we're playing Dukes with Chicago Farmer. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. Been some fun stuff coming in January. And we got a big announcement for February that we have to wait to announce, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
It's my half birthday. That's what.
Hell yeah, dude!
So the band is having a baby.
Hell yeah! I think we're done with that. We already went through that. I think we're finally on the back nine of that one.
Nice.
Hell yeah!
All right, Big Dunk, what you got coming up, brother?
Friday, November 24th, I will be at Dick's Last Resort. 10 p.m. We're doing a comedy showcase at a restaurant where they're mean to you. I hope it goes well.
I
Black
ain't there.
Friday.
I
yeah.
ain't there, yeah.
Strat, shout out to him.
It'll be after they light up the Christmas tree thing on the circle.
Mm. Oh, y'all going to have that walkthrough then.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it this should be fun.
That's actually a genius idea.
Yeah, it starts at 10 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, that's genius.
It very well could be a very fun show.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Man, he be on it. He got another. That's a John Moore mustache right there.
Oh, Stratton? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but he got that mustache that he don't look like he gonna say nigger or something. Like, he got that safe mustache. Yeah,
who,
yeah.
Stratton? Mm-hmm. Stratton's got that just fresh out of prison mustache. Like, I had to join the white supremacists, even though I don't hate people mustache.
He got that Rhode Island. Remember, what's that one? What's the one?
Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
Beat myself and Irene.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got that Rhode Island State Police mustache. Yeah, yeah.
He's very Super Troopers-like. You're right.
Definitely. And where can we find you on all your social medias, Dunk?
At Duncan Kissinger. Duncan like the yo-yo, Kissinger like the war criminal.
Hey. Hey now.
Hey.
Shout out Henry.
Miss Morgan Lee, you know, you stay booked and busy, sweetheart. Where
not
you
as not as booked and busy as last week. Just one show this weekend at Roosters, doing that.
Nice.
It's we had 3 tickets left at the today, so it's probably sold out by now. Yeah.
Shout out to Rusty Dusty.
Yep. That's how you know, like, his age kicked in on that one.
Yeah. Dyke's closing that one out, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dyke's been posting like a motherfucker on that one, man.
That'll be a good show.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my dog.
Hell yeah.
And then BJ.
Chicken and Chuckles Thursday. Do we know who's featuring Thursday?
Bringing Cree back. She can drive, I think.
We are a second opportunity of the night.
We bring all the fugitives and everybody.
Legality may not be an issue.
hey, trivia question. Who's the first winner of Chicken and Chuckles open mic back when I was doing the contest?
Was I even there then when you did the first one? The very first one.
I don't know if he won.
I know you know who it is.
No, I don't.
It's my man to my right.
Well, that's what I figured, but I thought it might be kind of obvious. Nice. That's when I first met him.
Yeah.
And then we had an awkward conversation that we got better after that.
It was like every joke hit hard that day. Like, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
No mic.
It was the worst shit.
Oh, I wasn't working with him yet. I just showed up to watch.
You showed up. That's what I'm saying. You was there. That's what I'm saying. And after that day.
Wait, you did a show with no mic?
Okay, so like I said, that's why I don't hire no fucking body no more.
You find you a good white boy.
So I ain't gonna say his name, but shout out to DJ Hustle. This motherfucker comes to a fucking comedy show. I book him, and he like, I didn't know you need a mic for a comedy show. I looked at him, I said, get the fuck out of here, bro. And then who came through? The richest white man ever.
Yeah, Bottoms Up.
Yep, Bottoms Up came through, brought the mic, had a mic in his
snap,
corner.
Hell yeah.
Yep, and we got it going. But by that time, you won without a mic.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh, there's a lot of potential here. And then I've been there for a year and a half.
I was there until about 11 waiting on those Grippo wings.
I would order my food at 7:30. I knew by 9:30 I'd have it.
That's so funny.
See, it was so fucked up that first night because I was like, all right, he won. But I meant to be like, all right, come back next week and then have your week. And I think I'd end up doing that. I don't know how the fuck would happen. But I was like, all right, you get your wings now. And then like Duncan, I'm having to stay with Duncan. I'm like, we in the hood. So I'm like, I can't have so many and get killed.
Dude, I ate those driving home, throwing the bones out the window.
Like, damn. I bet your heart rate was going.
Oh, it was up, yeah. So,
let's see. He had a coronary on the way.
We have
Buck, when you came and got the motherfuckers, boy, you was in town. You was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I knew you was ready to eat anytime.
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker rolled his sleeves up. I said, oh, Buck is ready.
Yeah. We've had some memories. I mean,
Ben Polizzi walked in. I'm like, I'm never going to look like that. Just kept eating. Yeah.
You ignored everyone.
Yeah. It was a great time.
He was so happy.
Grippos like, and wings? You kidding me, dude?
He was like, I get all this shit. Yeah, you get all this shit. Man, when I was booking motherfuckers, it was like, I'll do it, Nate. And then they get there like, damn, this place looks like shit, but I get up wings and money and liquor? What the fuck? Oh, man.
Hell
man,
yeah.
I miss them motherfuckers.
And I miss being in a trailer park like that.
I do, too.
It was like, an old trailer. Floors.
You know, I think that's how I think about it. That's how I ended up. That's how I ended up.
Fans.
I think this is how I ended up on the podcast. Yep. Was waiting for a Grippo wing, or not the wings. I got the Grippo rings for some reason. And I remember being very disappointed on the drive home while I was eating them.
Well, they were trash.
Yeah. Well, they weren't trash. They were just like very salty.
Exactly. Everything was super duper salty.
Well, it all depends if Super
the
Guy
salad
was working
salty.
Back
there.
Yeah, that was Super Nigga working back then.
No. If he was, the food was good.
Yeah, if Super Nigga was there, it was perfect. But that's when Ron G, it was like 3 different motherfuckers cooking. I'm like, I got to get one dude. And then when Super, shout out to my guy, man, Big Ben. But big guy, big, like, ex-con. Like, just like he was on the Colts practice squad and just could cook his ass off, dog, and was
like
great
Clarence
with the
Kent.
Seasoning. Oh, man, he was really, really good.
Apron never fit him, but
never
it was
fit
right.
him. he wore an apron. He couldn't even tie the motherfucker, but he was the truth.
But he enjoyed us, and he always like, hey, man, here's an extra burger. I'm like, do I really need an extra burger? But I'll take an extra burger.
He would just give us food. Like, he'd be in there like, you got some 1738? I'm like, yeah. How many meals you want? I'm like, damn. I used to leave. That's how I got stupid fat working at that motherfucker.
I was about to say, you probably lost some weight from transitioning to Wonderful.
Yeah, I quit eating over at Wonderful. Definitely. I mean, it's
you guys have both thinned up.
Yeah,
definitely, because we was eating good over there.
Oh, man, we were eating. That's all we were doing.
Once they realized BJ was with me, they was like, oh, shit, what you want? I'm over here telling BJ, like, just tell that motherfucker what you want.
They named it Sandwich after me. That's how much I ate there.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was so
good. So you have to walk in and order the BJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. You walk in and say, I want that BJ.
It's because they screwed up my order. I said, can I get a tenderloin with cheese and onions and mayonnaise and then onion rings on the side? They put the onion rings on the sandwich and didn't have no cheese or anything else.
How dare they?
Damn.
Like, and then they're like, hey, this is what, and she came over and asked me three times, so you want this? And I was like, I just kept saying yes. Fine.
That is the most Hoosier logic to be like, he said he wanted onion rings. Are they on the sandwich? Of course they are.
So
they're always on the sandwich.
So it got to the point where it was a tenderloin with cheese, mayonnaise, onion rings on it, and then and if you wanted to for extra, you get bacon on it.
Mm-hmm. But he never charged us extra. Shout out to Ron G, man. He just had a – man, they just lost their restaurant, actually. They just moved to a new location on East 10th Street, and they had like an electrical fire. Burnt the place down. He lost pretty much everything. Fuck. So
hate that.
Yeah, man. So I'm just gonna put that out there. That was the mic that gave us the.
There is a GoFundMe if you find it.
Definitely GoFundMe. Yeah, yeah. So if y'all want to like donate anything, he'll take anything, sure. Bro. It's definitely for a good cause. We definitely want to see him get back. I think he might have found a place that he can rent out, but man, he's devastated. Like they lost that whole building. Just got it.
Damn.
So. Yeah.
Fuck. But if we see him driving a Cadillac, I'm asking questions.
No doubt.
That's what we do. That's what I would do. It ain't working. You know what's next.
It's a mobile kitchen. Well, it's a mobile kitchen. It's mobile. Other than that, like I said, we got some shows coming up, but we're going long. So just Fresh and Clean on Instagram, Fresh and Clean on Facebook. Fresh and Clean, there is one on TikTok.
Yep.
But guys, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate y'all.
And it's like I said, great episode as always.
Always. Oh, one more thing. Riot, she has a show this Saturday. I'll be there bartending. So, yeah. I'm so
is it the same place before?
Yeah, fortunately.
I won't be there, unfortunately. It's a great place. Great vibe.
Great
love
vibe.
Riot.
Everything about it. Like, it's the perfect spot.
There's a reason for it. Comedy, and I can't. And like, I
can't indulge.
Like, I did a show there. And when they called me up, I forgot everything.
Yeah.
And I just started talking about how I like opiates.
And you did great, by the way.
I did great, but I started talking about how much I like opiates. And they're like, how do you guys like weed? Anybody else an opiate guy?
A couple people clapped.
Any other opies in the audience?
I was so high.
Yeah. Kyle, you will love that place.
Hell yeah. Let me know, man.
This Saturday.
Before we go, though, we forgot one thing. I know we've been saying this. I got to perform with Troy Davis that night. That was the night I performed.
Yep, Troy Davis. Yep, Troy
Shout
Davis.
Out.
Oh, man. Damn,
mega
man.
Mega T's and P's over
Shout
there,
out to,
man.
Shout out to their whole family, the Davis family.
Yeah, he's been an open mic, and he's like a throwback comic, zinger after zinger. Yeah. And it's just like watching him was fucking great.
Oh, yeah. And then he masterful.
Yeah, and he was such a great guy to everybody. So respectful.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Very welcoming when I entered the scene.
Yeah, me
especially
too.
I had more, like, you know, stories and stuff.
Which
to,
is uncommon
tell.
From veterans. Older men and women.
Yeah,
like,
all of them are just real quick with
you. Yeah, they have a lot of older comedians have a famine mentality. They're like, you're coming to take my dinner. And it's like, not quite. You know what I mean? Like, Troy was always super kind. I don't think anyone's ever had a bad experience with him.
So love to him and his daughter. We met his daughter.
Shout out to Coley, man. But we're gonna miss you, brother. Love you. And, man, we'll see you at the crossroads.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, we almost had a perfect ending until you start singing.
Well, you won't be lonely.
Yeah.
Sing that part. Everybody.
I'm gonna love everybody. Living in a hateful world.
All right, we're done with this. Every week, every week I think about quitting the show.
Bone Thugs and Comedy, baby.
You still recording?
Yeah.
Fresh and clean. Fresh and clean. We're keeping things so fresh, so clean. It's Nate, BJ, and Morgan Lee. Who do we have on the track today?
We got Duncan Kiss and my dog, bro. I just fucked up the song again, but fuck it, I'm gonna go. And you know, so go ahead and Morgan take it on.
Fresh and clean.
Podcast.
Fresh and clean.
Podcast.
Did you want it fresh? He said he want it clean. He said he want it fresh, but he doesn't want it mean. It's a fresh, it's a clean, it's a podcast. It's a fresh, it's a clean, it's a podcast.
And I'm going to do a podcast.
Doing podcast. Opium? Is that what you said?
Podcast.
Doing opium on the podcast.
Opium on the podcast.
Podcast.
Doing opium on a podcast.
Podcast. Podcast.
Opium on a podcast.
Podcast.
Opium den. Opium den.
Hope I don't OD.
Doing a podcast in an opium den.
I hope I don't OD.
And Nate the musician.
I hope Fentanyl. I don't
Fentium.
Opium.
Fentium.
Just watch out for that fentanyl. If you touch
fentanyl.
It, you will die. If you touch
podcast.
It, you will
fentanyl.
Die.
Fentanyl.
Opium.
Fentanyl.
Podcast.
Fentanyl.
This is what